You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
So yeah. I wonder if George is going to get to fly private.
No,
well,
not
you're,
really.
No, definitely not.
You know
no,
what, have been, what
really.
Would have been a lot easier for me? If the Lakers and Clippers would not have just wet the bed.
Yeah,
basically.
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
That would have been a lot easier. There would have been a lot of home games here.
Hey, by Cappy's the way, here.
Yeah.
Hey, Cappy.
Yeah. Hey, guys.
Cap, I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Mace. What Cap got the Schneider reference.
Oh, big time.
Excellent.
Yeah. Oh, big
From
time.
One day at a time?
Yeah.
Oh, but Sedano got it.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah, Schneider's got to come in here with his tool belt.
Sedano, I thought you were too young to get that. Do you remember the name of the actor that played Schneider?
No, I don't remember the actor.
I do.
But I remember.
I do.
Yeah.
Who is Pat Harrington?
Well, I know Very Valerie Bertinelli was on the show.
Yeah, she was. And Mackenzie Phillips.
And they did a remake of
the
show.
Wait, who was the mom? Who was the mom with the short red hair?
Bonnie Franklin.
Bonnie Franklin. And the remake was Rita Moreno.
Yeah, Rita Moreno was the grandma on the remake.
Hey,
yeah,
Sedano, who is your game?
Sedano.
What was that?
That's what John said.
He's trying to do Morales
Sedano.
There.
It's
Sedano.
Sedano. Sedano.
What's your NBA game you're flying to tomorrow?
Hawks Heat.
Okay,
in
so
Atlanta.
Who do you guys in about 10 minutes, it's game two of Nets Celtics. Who do you like, Cap?
I'm going to go with the Celtics because that's who I'm rooting for.
Sedano?
It's going to be the Nets. Kevin Durant is not going to have another bad game.
I think that they got basically 40 from Kyrie and 30 from Durant and still lost. I think their chance was game one.
Yeah, I think Boston's going to win the series in six.
But KD was like really inefficient in that game. Like the 30
yeah,
was not the 30
unlike
he normally
him.
Gets. Right, so he's going to hit a lot more shots. And look, they were more physical than I think he anticipated. And, you know, so hey, I think that he had to adjust a little bit.
Let me ask you guys about something. We didn't get to it today, but I'm curious. Last night when the Pelicans upset the Suns, and this is too big of a sample size now for you to just say that it's nothing. When Scott Foster officiates a game with Chris Paul in it,
0 for 14. Yeah, last 14
games in a row.
Yeah.
If you're the NBA, just for the sake of appearances, if the Suns make it back to the finals, fine. But Scott Foster's one of your best refs. You've got games going on all over the country. Just move him off the game.
Yeah, but I think that if that got out, John, that they moved him off a game, then people would think that there's something.
There was
going
something,
on.
Right? So that would suggest a conspiracy.
They would draw attention to it, like Jerry West. That's what they would
do.
Jerry
West.
Mason and I argued about this today. Do you either one of you think Jerry West even has a point?
No, he can be upset, and of course, like, there's no problem with that. Like, I get it, but that lawsuit is as meritless as they come. Man.
Yeah,
like forget, he's
not
winning that.
There is a legal precedent called false light. You can't portray somebody intentionally in false light. Now, whether they can prove it,
I mean, good
anybody
luck
ever
with that.
We were talking about
all
this
it
earlier,
takes is one person to say Jerry West was a jerk to me. That's all it takes.
Anybody
there
ever watch Saturday Night
that.
Live? I mean, come on, are you kidding me? They mock
right exactly.
Everybody.
That's a great point. Saturday Night Live is absolutely one of
the weird thing about Winning Time is Jeff Perlman's book was impeccably researched. Like
it was
everything
journalistic.
In it,
that was journalistic.
Everything in it is factual.
Right.
Yeah.
So when they say our show is based on Perlman's book, I think people assume that it's factual. But
right,
it's
but
not.
They have the dramatization thing at the beginning and the end. Or
yeah,
at
they,
the end.
They acknowledge,
well, as
they acknowledge
ask Bergman, it's the opposite.
Yeah, right, ask Bergman. Yes.
Wait a second. Hold on. We're going to talk about that coming up this afternoon. I know you guys talked about it as well.
Yeah.
Let me talk to you guys about a couple of things here
okay,
that
do
I
it.
Was
do
listening
it. Let's,
to today.
Let's sit down and let's
Thank
sit down
you.
And have a chat.
Let's have a conversation. Yeah. First
fireside
of all,
chat here, like Roy Firestone back in the day.
Right. First of all, Ireland, I want to say to you, I love Lisa, okay?
Yeah, oh, good. Great. So do I.
Yeah. I love her. I think she's great. Now, she did not want to part with that elliptical.
Yeah, by the way, Cap, honest truth here. If you put her on electric, she hasn't used that thing in 2022. She plays tennis every single day.
Yeah, why would she not take that offer?
I don't understand her attachment to the elliptical. Do
but
you?
She said, and I understand what she's saying. Yeah. Yeah. It's a security blanket. Mm. What if it's raining outside and I can't go play tennis?
If it's raining outside, she will go meet her friends at Starbucks and they will gossip about tennis.
First, I got to get an hour on the cardio.
But Bergman really sold himself short. I heard this when I was driving back from picking up Mateo from preschool, and it was like he said something to the effect – he said, what did you say, Bergman, that you would let him buy your Peloton for what's left on it?
Yeah, what's left to
– why didn't you give – like, why didn't you, like, at least knock up the price a couple hundred bucks?
Yeah, I said I'll give you $1,200.
Yeah, no, that was – it's lower than
that's
what
a
good, it's
– I know, but it's just –
what
do
you
want?
I think
I'm not going to do it.
What did the Peloton cost you?
Yeah, what did it cost you, Greg?
Overall, I don't remember. It was
like 1600?
No, it was like 2000.
Cap, you're a Peloton guy, right?
Yeah, I have a Peloton. But hold on. Here's the thing. Mace, how much do you want an elliptical?
I definitely want an elliptical. That's what I use at the gym. It would save me.
Sounds like Cap may have an in.
You got
here.
A hookup?
Okay. So here's the deal. If you look on Twitter, I have tweeted you a photograph. Okay. I have found you an elliptical.
Get out of here. Really?
It's true. It's true.
Well, how much?
Well, now hold on. To be negotiated. Because I think, George, work with me here for a moment, please.
Okay.
Mason offered $800 to Lisa Ireland for the elliptical, right?
We did get up to 800, yes.
Okay. But part of it was to get her to part with something he thought she was attached to. But,
right, but he put the offer out there at $800. Yeah. Clearly he wants an elliptical.
Right.
You know what? You know what?
He sent me a picture. Yo, Venice Mace, look at this beauty. Bidding starts at 800. Plus, you got to move it. Well, you're San Diego, going to move it. Elliptical.
Yeah, well, and the other part of it is this, is that, you know, Cap, with the money you gave Mace for the Fantasy Baseball League, he can just use that to buy Lisa's elliptical.
Well, if you can, seriously, if you go to my buddy's website, thedumbbellman.com, Mace, and find an elliptical, I bet you I could get him to sell you one for $800, and he'll deliver it.
Really?
Yeah, do you want me to look into it?
Yeah, look into it.
Yeah, my buddy's name is Michael Garvey. Go ahead, Cap.
But here's the deal. So Lisa today did not want to part with the elliptical because if there is ever a rainy day, and it doesn't even have to necessarily be raining, but for some reason she's not playing tennis, she has the elliptical available to her.
Right.
Okay. Now, my girlfriend, Rachel. My girlfriend, Rachel.
Yeah?
She has an elliptical. It is, like, brand new. It is in prime time shape.
And she will part with it.
Mint condition.
Okay.
And is ready to get this thing out of her house. So I said to her, would you sell it? She said, make me an offer. I said, bidding started at $800. So, Mace, you want to buy it for $800?
So, the problem is I got to move it from San Diego to my house. I got to get a truck. I got to get a guy.
If we could find somebody to move it.
It's a lot, man.
It'd be another $200 at least to move it.
It's just a lot to move it.
Give me the $200 and I'll go get it for you.
Wow, there you go. Briona's
got you. Give me the $200 and I'll go get it for you.
Do you have a pickup truck?
Yeah.
Okay. $200, Mace.
This costs you $1,000. Something you want to do.
Brand new elliptical.
It's like this isn't a bad deal
Bergman,
for you.
Bergman got screwed here, by the way.
No, he didn't. He wants to keep his Peloton.
I do want
to
keep it. I'm going to
ride. Really?
Yeah, he's got to hang his clothes.
No clothes on it.
Can I do a total sidebar here while you're contemplating this, Mace? I think that's actually something you should consider. Sonano.
That's nice. Mm-hmm.
You and Kelly, your wife, we had a story today about this woman in New York, and I can't believe these morons pay her sometimes up to $10,000. She is a professional baby namer. You and your wife have the greatest names for children, Mateo and Aria. I mean, they're just beautiful. I'm dead serious about this.
Thank you.
Why in the world would anyone pay this woman
I saw that story. It's
any
absurd.
Money. Yeah. I mean, Kelly, I would assume, came up with those names completely on your own somehow. Yeah. Right?
If somebody wants to pay me $50, I can name your kids.
No kidding. Sedano,
send me your last name.
Sedano,
send me your last name and I'll
Kelly,
make it work.
George and Kelly are better than this absolute crook in New York.
So, George,
grand,
you work off the last name? Is that how it goes? You work off the last name?
Cap, well, that's what, of course,
Cap,
you
got to read this. Cap, I'm sending you this story.
I read it.
Okay. This woman is getting away with murder. I think part of it is that she's attractive. She's 33. She's blonde. She's attractive. And these dopes in New York are paying her to come up with baby names. She says she does a genealogical history. She says that she will match names.
So she goes deeper than George. George just wants your last name.
No, but think about it.
Listen to the names of Sinano's children, and then listen to the names. One of the names this woman came up with was Poe, P-O. That's like, what you're going to be if you pay her to name your kids.
Right, exactly.
Poe.
By the way, you're listening.
Sinano will do it for nothing.
You're listening to KSPN Los Angeles, KRDC Pasadena, Los Angeles, a Good Karma Branch Radio.
$50 per kid.
Sedano, you're better at this than that. This hack.
But to respond to Cap, the last name matters. Kids are mean, so you want the name to have some flow to it, right? Mm-hmm, my last name is Sedano, so Aria Sedano. That kind of flows.
That sounds really good.
Mateo Sedano.
Nice.
It kind of flows.
Yeah, you can't have rhythmic.
You can't have Benjamin Sedano. That's not going to work out so well.
Or Poe Sedano.
Poe Sedano doesn't
Poe
write
Sedano
at all.
Poe Sedano does
Thaddeus.
Not work.
One of the names
she suggested was Augustus.
Augustus is
like
a good
Augustus
name,
Gloop from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Augie,
he's the fat kid who
Augie
gets stuck in the chocolate tube.
Save some room for later.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Augustus works.
What are you eating?
Augustus works if you have a French last name or something like that. I think that would be okay.
Augustus
Wee? Or a Greek
yeah,
or like a Greek
the
last
one
name.
French word that John Ireland knows.
Yeah.
Abledou fromage.
Yeah.
That means? Something about cheese.
You want a cheese omelet.
There you go.
Or, look, you got to be Greek, impressive. French, or Italian to have that name, Augustus.
No, more German,
yeah,
Polish.
Yeah, I think it's German.
Augustus. No, the first Caesar in Rome's history was Augustus.
Oh.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Jorge saying Augustus Antetokounmpo would be a good name.
Oh, that's a good one. Greek Augustus Antetokounmpo. That could be Giannis's third kid.
Yeah.
By the way, Giannis and his brothers all have great names.
Yeah.
Thanasis. Yeah. Kostas. Those are all,
And then there's Alex, just randomly.
Yeah. Just
Alexander is my guess. Yeah.
Well, this would be a tough life. Do you guys know there is a bonus Jonas? That there are three famous Jonas
brothers?
No
way. There's not a bonus. I didn't know that.
Okay,
a great
Google
name
it.
To bonus Jonas.
Google it, George. There is a non-singing Jonas.
Okay.
I think that it's
His
Nick.
His name is Harpo, I think.
Yeah, Nick,
isn't it Harpo?
Harpo Jonas.
Nick, Kevin, and Joe are the Jonas brothers.
For some reason, Ireland knows that.
And there is some other kid like Bob Jonas, and they call him the bonus Jonas.
Well,
that kid's got a tough life because he's the only not. It's like Cooper Manning. He's the one Manning
By
that
way,
didn't
Cooper
make
Manning
it.
Is making bank, though. Cooper Manning is now
his
endorsement
brothers
guy.
Made $100 million each.
I know, but he's in all the commercials now.
Way more than $100 million.
Is it?
Yeah,
it would seem to me that...
It's Frankie Jonas, by the way.
Frankie, I just found
him. Frankie is the bonus Jonas.
Yeah, yeah. He says he's always hated the nickname Bonus Jonas.
I would hate the name Bonus Jonas.
Frankie would be a good Jonas, too, I feel like. Frankie Jonas? I don't know. That
do, you think he, do you think he stays up at night thinking about ways to, knock off one of the real Jonases so he can step in and be, the new Jonas?
Does Dunkelman think about that when he sees Ryan Seacrest still?
Yeah,
I don't know. You know?
Yeah. Or do you guys know the name Andrew Ridgeway?
Sure.
Do you guys know that either Cap or
Andrew
Sonata?
Ridgeway?
No.
Do you know it, Craig?
Wake me up before you go.
Okay, he was the other member of Wham.
Oh, the other one.
Other than
one?
George Michael.
Oh, yeah.
Andrew Ridgeway. But Dunkelman, who Sonata made reference to, was the other host of American Idol before they cut him. And just gave it to Seacrest.
I don't know, did they
no, he walked
him,
away.
Did he quit? I think he quit.
He walked away. Yeah.
He said, this singing show thing is not for me.
Yeah
it's not going
to
be good anyway.
You take it, Ryan.
Yeah, it's going to get canceled.
Yeah.
Whoops.
So I'm seeing this picture, Cap, of the
elliptical
machine. The
elliptical
machine.
Right. I've sent a picture
How
of the
How old
dashboard.
Is this machine?
How old do you think it is?
It doesn't matter. The usage
is
what's important.
You know what's crazy? This is the same elliptical machine I use at my gym.
See?
At Gym Classique?
By the way,
Physique Classique?
We found out in South Africa, Sedano, there is a place called Body Classique.
Body Classique.
It's in Africa. But,
so it is, but Kaplan, it is exactly the same elliptical I use
I think
at the gym.
800 plus 200 to Briona's to bring it up here is kind of worth it.
Laura has an elliptical.
I have an elliptical. I'm trying to get rid of an elliptical and a weight bench.
Okay, so what do you want for the elliptical?
It's like $120.
How good is it?
It's
$100 or $200.
Do you have
bucks?
A picture of it?
Why didn't you go to 700?
Send it to me in Mason.
But it's like a smaller one. It's not like a huge gym one.
Well, Mason's fat. He needs a big
I'm a fat boy right now.
I'm bigger than you, Mason, I'm sure, and I used it.
Not anymore. Maybe in a previous life.
Yeah, not anymore. That's the thing. I'm in fat boy mode right now.
He needs a full-size elliptical that's not going to break down when he climbs on it and starts pushing.
Mace,
what brand is this? Precor USA.
Precor is exactly what I use at the gym.
That's caps as a Precor?
Yeah.
That's a good brand.
That's an A1
Mace,
brand.
It's an EFX 546.
EFX 546.
Right,
put it in the multiflex capacitor.
I didn't realize it was the 546.
Yes, it's the EFX 546. This is not the 545, that piece of crap.
That was
now is it the 546? Is it the 546i?
It is the 546 with the 120 volt battery.
Yeah, okay. Nice.
Okay. Right. Well, yeah, these things retail for like $2,500, Mace.
Yeah, I'm. You know what? I need it, right? I need it because I really have been.
What happened to the weight loss thing? What happened?
Well, donuts, in a word.
Donuts. Mason, let's do it. I need to lose weight for the Mandy's. Why don't you just do intermittent fasting or something?
Now, here's the thing. I heard you talking about that yesterday.
I've lost 4 pounds in a week.
So I eat.
Because I went hardcore again.
I eat at noon.
George, what do you eat during the day? Like, was today a fasting day?
No, well, today I fasted for 22 hours from yesterday. I ate at 4 o'clock yesterday, or 4:30 until like from 4 to 4:30 yesterday.
Right.
In the studio.
Right.
I ate the sandwich that I bought, and then I didn't eat again today until 2:30.
Okay, so in that 22 hours,
yeah,
just water. Do you allow yourself Gatorade?
All water.
Just water.
Just water. Yep.
And no snacks whatsoever.
None.
So Kaplan, I think I'm kind of on the same track as you because I eat at noon and I eat at 8.
So there you go. You could do 16 and 8.
Is that what it is called? 16 and 8?
Intermittent fasting. I think the one that will get you going and get your metabolism going is 16 off and 8 on, an 8-hour window. So if you eat between noon and 8, you can then do it. You can keep doing that. Just don't snack in between.
What about that little piece of chocolate I take on 4:20?
Yeah, fine with that. That's the problem.
I mean, as long as it's between noon and 8, technically.
But you can't just gorge, though.
Like,
yeah,
that's true. You still have to stay under 2,000 calories.
Hold on, Mace, to Cap's point, if you do the edible, don't you get the munchies?
You do, but I've had that pretty much under control except for Monday night.
Oh, really?
But wait a minute. When you call for donuts, is that normally a response to an edible?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right, so maybe we have to get off the edibles.
Once you stop the edibles, then you'll start losing the weight. But if you don't want to give up the edibles, you don't want to give up the food.
It is National 420 Day, Cap. How are you going to celebrate? I think I know how you're going to celebrate.
I've already gone to see my friends at my local, store.
Yeah.
And then tonight I'm going to see my friends perform stand-up comedy.
Oh, yeah.
Hardest thing to do in person is stand-up. Yeah. Have great respect for anybody who does it.
Didn't Jeannie Buss try it once?
She did, and she did well. I actually saw it. Yeah, she did well.
Hey, before you guys go, tomorrow is the commercial-free Mason and Ireland.
Yes, it is. Three solid hours.
We have a bag of tricks waiting to unload.
And I'm super stoked on the show, but I asked yesterday if I could have a few minutes.
Done.
Okay, now here's what I'm going to do tomorrow.
When do you want them?
I'm not sure yet, but I'm going to tell you guys
just
this.
Just text us.
Okay, here's what I'm going to tell you.
We have an abundance of minutes.
You're booking people.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing.
I told Mason today, Ireland. I called Mason this morning. I said you should have David Singer on since he was so successful in the trial.
He was so
good.
Right, during the trial,
he
turned on Sliwa. He did the bait and switch on him.
It wasn't his fault, though, it was Sliwa's fault for having somebody outside of the restaurant. So I just want to say this. Tomorrow, I'm going to experiment with a new game that I want to put on the air on Sedano and Cap. But rather than rehearse it and try it, on Sedano and
we're going to try to workshop it on the marathon.
Because
if it's a giant fail, at least it fills time during the marathon.
Yep.
But if it's a success, which I think it's going to be.
Let me guess. You want to do $25,000 pyramid with him?
Correct.
Oh, okay. I like that.
Is this something you've been trying to do?
He's been doing it since the 90s, for God's sake.
This is such a fun game.
All right,
George and I need... is we need a more competitive game between us.
Mm-hmm.
See, you guys have a scoreboard. We don't. You know, we play Radio Tinder and we opine about a bunch of stuff, big deal or no deal.
Yeah.
But we need a real scoring competitive game.
You need a game of games type format.
So that when I destroy Sedano, I can have that over him all the time.
Yeah. I don't think that necessarily would go that way.
Cappy, I'm going to let you know about the elliptical. It is exactly the elliptical that I want.
And I think it's a very generous offer. And Brianna's agreeing to move.
We'll pick it up for you, Mace.
We'll do the travel. I got to talk to Juan about it because he makes all the decisions. But
Mace, on 420, what is on the menu today?
You know, I found
it's
this.
It's in 9 minutes, by the way.
I found this great Indica birthday cake chocolate.
It's good.
That is really, really delicious and just knocks me on my ass.
Right.
There you go.
That's where I intend to be tonight. In bed, on my ass, eating dinner.
Well, especially because the Dodgers already played, so it's not like you're going to be watching them. And
exactly.
Doing play-by-play,
I'm going to catch up on Better Call Saul tonight.
There you go.
I heard Bryan Cranston's coming back.
Bryan's going to be back on there.
They haven't yet. Both him and Aaron Paul are going to make an appearance, but it's later in the season.
Yeah,
and we don't.
And
know
by the way, I didn't mean to be disrespectful by calling him what's his face. I just couldn't remember.
Yeah, that is two-time Tony winner, Academy Award nominee, four-time Emmy winner.
I do call everybody what's their face when I can't remember
their
name.
Term of endearment.
All right, guys, Cappy, anytime tomorrow you want to jump on, just jump on, okay, Cappy?
You got it.
And tomorrow, 12:45 or so.
Cappy, 12:45.
No, I'm not going to 12:45.
At some point, Cappy, and we will do.
David
Singer. We'll do it live.
David Singer.
David Singer.
He will Boss most likely Amanda. Make an appearance.
Chris Morales. Is Jody Watley coming on tomorrow?
Lindsay.
Maybe.
Lindsay.
Maybe.
Whoever we can get.
All
right, Sedano and Cap coming up next for you. Back tomorrow for the Marathon, 710 ESPN.
Yeah!
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Bum, ba-dum, bum. Bum, ba-dum, dum. Ba-da-da-dum. Ba-dig-dig-dig-a-doo-doo-doo-doo. Do-da-da-da.
But that's what my issue was. I told you the chicken was going to taste like ground chicken. It wasn't going to be like a juicy like tenderloin or something. You know, like,
I do know. But you know, George.
Dry.
Yeah.
But you know what this reminded me of?
That's why they have mayo on it.
Mm-hmm. Right, of course, because it's so dry. Mm-hmm. But you know what this reminded me of, this whole situation?
Yeah.
You remember the Seinfeld episode where they all had a competition as to who could hold out the longest? Do you remember that one?
You mean sex?
No.
The contest,
right. Thanks, Funch. George, this is the one where all four of the Seinfeld characters make a bet about who can hold out the longest from personal satisfaction.
Oh, I see. Gotcha.
Okay.
Look at you. Good job, like, you know, being creative and censoring yourself a little.
Laura, you hear that?
Good job.
See
I'm
that?
So proud of you.
I mean, really. Took you like 2 years to get there.
Oh,
seriously.
My goodness.
Like 2 years ago, I would have just said it out loud. You know what I mean? But now I got to like think
and
about it.
And all
things.
Of us would have been like, oh my God.
Right. You know? I mean, now I actually sometimes, not all the time, just sometimes I think before I speak. It's
there
rare, but sometimes.
I'm so happy for you.
So yeah, the contest on Seinfeld where they all decide who can hold out the longest.
Yeah.
And Chris is Kramer. Because Kramer walked in, put his money on the table, and went, I'm out. Chris heard the stories yesterday about the original Burger King chicken sandwich, and George, the man could not resist. No diet, no commitment, nothing that he's personally doing in his life at the moment could stop him from what he had in his mind, which was, I got to just have one. Just one. Now, the problem could be, once you've broken the seal and you've had just one, this is where you go on a binge.
No,
and this is
no
where you have
one. More than once. No chance he has another one.
This is where you have another one, 2 days later, another one, 2 days. And then finally, after like five or six of them, you're like, okay, I'm finally done.
No.
I'm done.
No. No, it's not. It's not that good. I mean, he literally told you that, like, it tasted delicious when the mayo hits your mouth, and then he realized I'm like a goat chewing on straw.
Just telling you that of
all
of us.
Why don't you go have one?
You should.
Well, I told you, there, to get to a Burger King
how about
is like,
we just
is like 150
to
miles.
Your house. Yeah.
Say that again?
We'll just Uber Eat it to your house.
You're going to Uber Eat me a Burger King chicken sandwich?
I mean, what, I mean, I could if you want me to. I mean, if you, I figured you would do it, but I'll do it if you need me to.
I almost Uber Eat. We did almost did Birdies, but it was going to take 2 hours. I was like, yeah, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'll do it. I think that Uber Eating fast food is kind of ridiculous, but for the bit, I'd consider it.
Well, all I'm saying is this, that all the rest of us heard it, thought about it, and nobody else broke down except one person.
No, I almost broke down. I mean, not for Burger King. No offense, Burger
King. She was
going
to Popeyes.
I was going to go to Popeyes. I was like, ooh.
Now, that is worth breaking down for.
Yes.
But you didn't break down.
I did not. I mean, I almost did because I almost, you know, got Birdies. But you should feel ashamed of yourself, Scott.
Why?
I didn't even say Kaplan. I said Scott.
Yeah,
wow.
Because Morales has been really, really, really good, and he's been trying really, really hard to keep on track and do the keto thing, and then you came along and talked about this.
You ruined it. Yeah.
You know, you should feel bad.
Mm.
I don't know whose
whose alarm
is
that,
going off.
Yeah. Mm.
Not mine.
Oh, that's mine. That's mine. That's mine.
Why am I not surprised?
Oh, yeah. No, oh, no, no. You know why it's on, though? Because it's officially 420. That's why.
I mean, it's 420:40. So, you know, you're already. Okay.
Well, I'm just saying that my alarm just went off. I mean, I don't control that. I just set it.
Mm.
Just wanted to make sure.
You should feel ashamed of yourself for breaking Morales.
Yeah.
I don't know that I should feel ashamed. I mean, honestly, I think that there was an opportunity here to prove, you know, discipline. And
also,
I will
now
tell
you're calling
you.
Him out.
Well, I'm just saying that he, like me, just doesn't have any. It's an unfunctionate thing.
Wow. Okay.
See, guy, meanwhile, I'm here having, I'm doing like 22-hour fasts.
Hmm.
And I'm over here, you know, eating chicken breasts.
It's like the epitome of discipline. 22 hours without eating.
Impressive. Now, fun.
I'm telling you, I'm going to try to push myself over the next couple weeks to like 36. Ooh. I want to get there first.
Wow.
I thought Funch was there. I wanted to ask him, did he say he got one, though?
Funch did not get one. Oh. He's on the phone really quick. So
Down. By the way, you know what I did see? I didn't try it yet. Remember when we were doing, like, we were talking, I don't know how we got into the conversation about, like, chicken places a couple months ago.
Yeah.
Somebody brought up crispy, crunchy chicken.
Oh, yes. Yesterday. Oh, but
you brought it up yesterday. But remember, a couple months ago, somebody brought it to a caller called and told us about it. He's like, you can find it at, like, a gas station, this, that, and the other. So when I was watching, I meant to bring this up the other day when New Orleans was playing a home game in the play-in game. I noticed they had a banner of crispy, crunchy chicken in New Orleans.
I'd never heard of it, and the caller called and told us how bomb it was and said it's in all these gas stations, and the rest of us were like, what, in a gas station? And now I can't tell you how many times I've driven by a gas station,
and
I see the sign outside.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it at a gas station, so where I saw it, it's next to a 7-Eleven in like a mom-and-pop shop. So I'm going to go this weekend, and I'm going to try it and see how it goes.
So the closest ones to me are in Hawthorne or Long Beach. So
I think it's in Venice or something like
that. So are you saying, Laura, that I should be ashamed because...
I mean, ashamed
Chris,
is tough, but...
Chris, but Chris broke because I just talked so much about the Burger King chicken sandwich that his mouth was watering that he had to have it, right?
Do not have ears? I mean, she literally...
Yeah, but wait, but now you're saying that you two are already making plans, so you're going to be the second person to break.
No, I mean, look, first of all, I've been making plans to go to that place. It's down the street from one of my other job.
Crispy, crunchy chicken, you're saying?
Yes, and I haven't... Because I, you know, I'm like, I'm a big chicken person, man. Like, look, I can give away meat, all that stuff. But chicken, like, I was vegetarian for 6 months.
I love fried chicken, too.
And then I had chicken, and it was a wrap. Like, I was like, it's all in. I'm all in.
Fried chicken is so good. And then the Kamenetskys scared me, because I believe it was Brian Kamenetsky, who was like, yeah, I used to love fried chicken, too, and so I have to put, like, a stint in my heart. I'm like, what? Whoa. You're, like, young. You're, like, my age. Like,
really?
Yep. And I'm like, oh, boy.
Well,
I know. I think I told you that when I turned 50 and I had like a full physical, you know, and my doctor is super
uptight. Right, the fat pills. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So now I go to see the cardiologist and he told me, he said to me, he goes, dude, I got to put you on these blood pressure pills and I got to put you on these cholesterol pills. And I go, I don't want to be on any pills. And he's like, yeah, well, I got news for you, pal. 50-year-old guys come in here all the time, and I have to send them right into the ER. A guy I know, true story, 54 years old, running on a treadmill, boom, gone, heart attack. I'm like, okay, where are the cholesterol pills? Where are the blood pressure pills? I'll take them because I want to keep everything here, like, flowing smoothly, but I also want to eat bacon.
I also think you should do the intermittent fasting.
Yeah,
just give it a try. You were a you were a college football player. How hard could it be to not eat?
It's not that hard. I can do it.
Yeah,
I can. I pretty much do it anyway. The problem I have is I eat after 8 o'clock.
Right.
You know, so like if I don't eat until noon and I'm only supposed to eat for 8 hours, we don't get off the air till 7. I'm usually not eating till 8:30, 9 o'clock. And then by that time, I'm hungry, and I let my guard down, and I eat a frozen
pizza. Well, you could
always,
if you eat until 9, you can then just eat at 1 in the afternoon the next day.
Yeah.
Instead of noon. It's not like a hard out, you know? Like, it's not radio. It's not like when we're throwing to Freddie Coleman at 7 o'clock.
I mean, you don't really do those anyways, Cap. You
do what?
You don't do the hard outs, man.
Right, you don't do
those
that
I don't
well
believe
anyway.
In hard outs. I'm not into those either.
See,
yeah,
so then this should be easy for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what's been easy is the Dodgers, right? They've been so easy to watch because they just keep winning. It's insane to me as I watch them.
This afternoon's game, how much of it did you catch?
Very little.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I mean, listen, an afternoon game is great, you know, because it gets things over early and, you know, the Braves can get on the road and get on out of here. So I understand why they do it. And I know a lot of people love day baseball, love to go to the ballpark.
Yeah,
I have to be honest with you. I don't like day baseball.
Oh, I love day baseball. Now, I just didn't know that day baseball was – I didn't realize today they had a day game, so I wasn't paying attention. Like, because I would have put it on, like, my phone or something. Because here's what I did today. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you on the other side what I did today. Plus, I want to – I do have a bone to pick with Dodger fans. So let's do that on the other side as well. We're back in 2 minutes.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
I'm not giving any looks.
What's wrong with bananas? Good potassium. It's good if you've, you know, you're having some issues in the digestive tract, you know?
Really? Bananas help with helping on the way out?
It keeps you tight in there instead of loose.
Frozen bananas are really good, too.
What kind of bananas?
Frozen bananas.
Oh, frozen bananas. Yeah, good in smoothies. I'm with that. So, George, here's the thing.
Yeah, I love islands, by the way.
You do?
Oh, yeah, there's one in Torrance I go to occasionally. Yeah, it's good stuff. Decent I don't go there that butter. Often, but it's good, yeah.
So, George, just to be clear, though, on this whole Burger King chicken sandwich master of their domain kind of game that we're playing all
of
a sudden.
We're still doing that? Okay,
Here's why. Here's why.
Yeah.
Morales is out, okay?
Yeah.
Funchess is going to be out next.
Funchess, I agree.
Funchess says
100%.
Funch, you're going to stop at Burger King on the way
home? I could. I mean, I could, man. I mean... That's not out the realm of possibility. I mean, I got a Burger King on the way home.
You heard Chris's review earlier, you know? That crunchy lettuce, the mayo.
The mayo is the bomb. The mayo makes the sandwich.
The bread is also kind of nice and soft. So I think Funch is out next, George. Then my prediction is Laura goes out after that.
You know what? Now I'm not going on the weekend to the chicken place just because I want to prove you wrong.
Well, I mean, listen, did I not help you with your Starbucks habit?
No, not really, man. Not really. I mean, it worked for a little bit, but you know.
She's still drinking Starbucks.
Well, you know what? Okay, first of all, Funch, go to Popeyes, not Burger King.
No.
Seriously.
Yeah.
No.
Second,
I'll go anywhere.
That's true. Second, I actually feel very proud of myself because yesterday I went to Ralph's and I bought cold brew and like non-fat milk because that's what I get my Starbucks with. And I did my coffee at home.
Hey now.
So now I'm going to be doing that instead of going to Starbucks. It's way cheaper.
There you go. All right. So I could. So if Funch is the next person to have a Burger King chicken sandwich, it's either Popeyes. Between me and Laura.
Okay. Funch, are you going to have one? Yes or no?
I mean, I might have one this week. I might have one tonight. You never know. Okay. You never know. Well, you I'll text you guys as soon as if I have one.
Okay. Let us know if that's the case.
Even if it's at midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning. Okay,
whenever it is.
Whenever it is. It's no. When you're out, you're out.
Hmm.
You make it seem like this thing is so irresistible. Like, I mean,
yeah, dude,
yes,
like,
George, that's why Morales went today. Don't you understand?
No, Morales went because he's like eating like no carbs, and he just like right now anything looks good to him. And then he had it and was somewhat like mesmerized for a second, and then disappointed immediately.
You know why he did it, Cap?
Why?
It wasn't even about you. It was about the bit, bro.
It was the bit.
It was the bit.
At this point.
I don't think it was about me either. I mean, I don't think so. But I think that. Yeah. It is one of those things that you haven't had in so long, and then you start talking about it, and you describe it, and you think about like it's 1996, like he said, you know? And the next thing you know, you want it, and you just don't have
this
the willpower.
This is just going to drag like a bad
relationship. Yeah, seriously. This isn't that important, honestly. I don't even know why we're still talking
about
this.
I totally disagree. Laura, you're going to lose. You're going to lose, Laura.
I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
Do you want to make a bet Laura doesn't have the chicken sandwich?
Well, she's not going to have it from Burger King, but she's going to go for something fried chicken.
I'm not going to do 8 chickens. First of all, I love chicken, so you can't take that off the table.
Right,
but I'm
exactly.
not going to do no Popeye's chicken sandwich, no Burger King, no McDonald's, no fast food joint, any chicken sandwich.
Yeah. Okay. If it happens, you text in the group text. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I will scout honor that if I, you know, do it, then I will text you guys. But I won't, and I will bet you whatever you want that I won't.
Yeah.
Starfish and Coffee wants to know on Twitter if we're talking about chicken sandwiches or are we talking about what they were talking about on Seinfeld?
Oh, yeah, no, bro. I can't do that. No, we're good. I would be out real quick.
All right. You got more discipline on chicken sandwiches than you do on that.
And you guys are all guys married and wifed up, so y'all would be out too, so don't be tripping.
I'm not tripping.
Don't be tripping.
I'm not tripping.
Anyway, let's move on now.
So speaking of tripping, Dodger fans... Tripping. Why are you booing Kenley Jansen? Like, what happened there? Like, really?
Yes, really.
Kenley Jansen?
Yes,
like, Dodger fans are usually really good about this kind of stuff. Like, I was stunned.
Why?
And Joe Davis made the call. And maybe, I don't know. Do we have it? Because it didn't sound like, it kind of sounded like he was caught a little bit off guard, too. Maybe I'm wrong, or maybe I'm just... you know, confirmation bias, but go ahead, play Joe Davis.
Moments ago, Kenley Jansen taking the field and hearing some boos from this Dodger Stadium crowd.
He sounds disappointed there at the end. Here's some boos from the Dodger Stadium crowd.
Well, what is the issue here? Well, I don't understand what the problem is.
Why are you booing him?
Let me explain it to you. So, you realize that this was game 2 of the series. And the Dodgers won game 1 of the series, and when their closer shows up, he's trying to close to win the game for them, right? We all get this now,
I
right?
I understand, but okay? Come on.
But now, wait a second. Hold on a second, George. Now, 2 days ago, when they played the first game of the series, before the game, there was a pregame ceremony. There was a moment for the fans to say their thanks to Kenley Jansen.
Right. I get
Ladies and gentlemen, great
no
Dodger.
Booth.
All-time save guy, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Kenley Jansen, yay, we love you. You were great as a Dodger. You're awesome. Okay. We've given you the cheers. We've given you the love. However, when you're coming in the bottom of the ninth inning and you're wearing the opposing team's uniform and you're about to try and win the game for your team, I'm not standing there going, come on, Kenley.
No, buddy. No. But why does it have to be either or?
Because the closer for the other team shows up, no matter who he is, and in particular, our former guy, now we boo. That's the way it works.
He's right.
Wait.
What did you say?
I said he's right.
Do you mean me? I'm right?
Kaplan, you are right.
OMFGOGFRLOFL and everything else. For reals?
Yes, and I disagree with Sedano. Yes.
Yeah, I think that's kind of weak sauce. Like, you didn't have to cheer him, but you don't have to boo him. Like,
yeah,
I mean, I get he's the closer for the other team, but it's like, I don't know.
I don't think it's going to happen all the time.
Hashtag too soon is what I would say.
George, let me give you an anecdote here. So Adrian Gonzalez was a great Dodger. Would you
agree
with that?
Yeah, you told the story, right? And he grew and he played, came back with the Dodgers and they're playing with the Padres and everybody's like, yay, we still love you, Adrian. You've told the story. I get it, yeah.
Well, I mean, listen, it's an important story to tell because what you're saying is you're saying that you want Dodger fans to behave like Padre fans.
I don't need them to cheer him. I mean, I just thought booing him was a little excessive.
Well, but this is what I'm trying to tell you. You, when the other, when he's no longer on your team, you boo him when he's in a position to try and beat you. If you do a pregame ceremony, you go, yay, we love you. You were awesome here.
Sure, I get it, yeah.
Well, then, if you get it, then why are you so surprised?
No, I just didn't think that they would boo him, though. Like, I mean, come on, Cap, how many millions of times have you seen a closer come into the game? Nobody even says anything. Like,
right,
everybody's
but
just kind of chilling.
It's not our former guy who was our guy a year ago.
Yeah. It wasn't his fault that he left. Like, I'm sure he wanted to stay.
So this is a bone. I just want to make sure I'm clear on this. This is a bone that you are picking with the Dodger fan base right now that they booed Kenley Jansen as he was coming
like
in last
it,
night.
Is all I'm saying. I didn't like it. I didn't think it was necessary. Is what I
thought
would
it
say.
Was completely appropriate.
Okay, I mean that's fine. We can disagree.
And by the way, you're right. Adrian Gonzalez wearing a Dodger uniform comes home. Oh yay, Adrian! You're from San Diego. Oh yay, Adrian! You played your high school ball here. Oh yay, Adrian! You were a great player for the Padres. And then you know what Adrian Gonzalez would do in a Dodger uniform? Home run, home run, home run, and the fans would still be cheering. And I'd be like, wait a second. Not only have the Dodger fans taken over Petco Park, which might happen again this upcoming weekend, but wait a second.
I mean, that kind of happens every.
Yeah, but you guys are cheering. You guys are going to cheer for Adrian in a Dodger uniform?
No, I that's stupid too. Why does it have to be? Again, it doesn't have to be either or. This isn't a binary situation.
Well, in this particular instance, Dodger fans, smart as they may be, realize, hey, look, Kenley Jansen, really great for the Dodgers. Doesn't play for us anymore. Went to the World Series Braves, champions. And now he's here back, and he's going to try and close out a game against us. Guess what? Yeah. Boo!
By the way, do you know what binary means?
I don't know. Is that something related to, like, heart disease or something?
So stupid.
What do you mean?
I always like asking you those questions. I feel like there could always be a ridiculous answer involved.
Well, listen, sometimes you use the language in a way that leaves many of us in the dust. What can I tell you?
No, I'm just asking. I mean, it's just
binary.
Binary is one or the other, basically.
Are your positive binary has nothing to do with heart disease?
No, nothing to do with heart disease. At least not to my knowledge, yeah.
Binary. Yeah, we got to Google this. Are there any doctors out there? Any cardiologist types? Heart doctors? Binary? You have binary surgery?
No, I don't think that.
You don't have that?
I could be wrong. I'm not a doctor, but I could be wrong on that.
I think there's
one,
a surgery called binary. I think there is.
No.
Come on. Am I wrong?
No. What would a binary surgery be? Like you're either getting your heart done or you're getting like a liver transplant. Like
two nares and you got two, and then
Cap, you're somewhat right. There's a non-binary surgery.
Oh, really?
Non-binary. Okay. See, that's
what is that? What kind of surgery is that? non-binary.
Okay, that's a little.
I'll tell you off
though. Non would be the opposite of binary.
Right. So what? Come on, Funch. What's the deal?
Has to do with.
It has to. It's a procedure, basically, for people who are transitioning to a different gender. Perhaps.
Yes, that's what it is.
See,
yes.
I knew. I knew the word.
Yeah. So, but it's not a heart surgery.
Oh well, I thought it was.
All right. Anyway, I did something today that I had. How often do you go wash your car? Like literally, go to like a car wash.
Wait. You mean me physically wash my car? Or you mean me?
No,
take
no.
My
go
car
to like a place to wash your car.
Okay, so
not like a little drive-through gas station thing that costs like $10. Like a legit car wash.
I would say I used to go like once every 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I haven't gone and had my car washed in so long, George. I swear to you, it's so funny you're bringing this up. I got in my car today, and I'm like, I'm embarrassed to drive around in my car. It's this dirty. And my windshield is so dirty that no matter how many times I turn on the washing fluid in my car and I have the wipers go, no amount of wipers can get off what's on my car. I mean, my car is a disgusting, embarrassing mess. So what were you saying? Excuse me.
So I'm the same way. So I bought this new car, and I've pushed it through like those like gas station car washes that cost like $10,
which are fun, by the way, especially on 420. If you pull into them this afternoon and you sit in your car and you watch the thing get washed, that's fun.
kids love it too.
Yeah.
Like I take the kids in it and they love it. So the, you know, I'd done that a few times or whatever, but the car was super dirty. I have two small children, so there's always a lot of crap in the car, including my daughter. When a couple weeks ago, I think I told you that John Ireland recommended a restaurant because I was with the kids and we were coming back from, where were we coming back from? We were coming back from somewhere. Oh, from the Lakers game against Denver. Mm-hmm. And it was, you know, we had hung out in downtown with the kids or whatever. And then we were going to dinner and John's like, I get, we're going to go to, you know, in Manhattan Beach to take that the kids would be able to eat too. So we went to Slay's Italian. That's where he told me to go.
Slay's.
Yeah.
That's a cool name. Slay.
Yeah.
Cause that's so the kind of word I use now, by the way, George. Slay.
Yeah. It sounds like something you would say. For
yep.
sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyway, we went there cause John recommended it. It was great. The kids loved it. Mateo loved it. He ate like almost the whole damn pizza by himself.
Did he slay
so anyway,
it?
Yeah, he totally slayed it. Yeah.
Nice.
I mean, there's a reason this kid, he's like, you know, he's 4 years younger than his sister. He weighs almost the same. As
dude
does.
Slays. What can I tell you, man?
Yeah. So anyway, so after that, there's like an ice cream joint in Manhattan Beach down the street. It's called the Manhattan Beach Creamery. So we're like, oh, you know, whenever we are in Manhattan Beach, which isn't that often, we, you know, we stop there cause we know the kids will like ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
So my car's already kind of filthy because, you know, when you have kids, there's little things everywhere, right?
Forget
you know
about it. Mean? Do your kids drink milk in your car?
They don't drink milk, but they eat, like, chips and
oh,
stuff.
Yeah. Oh,
like
so it's
McDonald's,
all in between the seats, right, of course.
Right, there's all sorts of stuff in there.
Little random onion things from McDonald's, yeah.
Right, or just, like, you know,
French fries. Yeah, like
whatever,
one of those fries
right.
at the bottom that's all burnt and crispy.
And then there's all the, like, the dirt that they have. All that they just, you know, they're, you know, filthy shoes and like sand and whatever. So the car's dirty.
Right.
And then to the cherry on top, figuratively and almost literally, when we went to get the ice cream on the drive back,
we were driving back home
and all of a sudden I hear, uh-oh. And I'm what happened?
She goes, no.
I just spilled my daughter, my cotton candy ice cream on the carpet of the car. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Like, are we serious? So my car for weeks has smelled like cotton candy ice cream.
Right, okay? That's why
even
I asked if they drink milk. Yeah, because the milk will go sour after they spill it, and then it really smells in your car.
Even though I thought I cleaned everything up. Like, I was with a flashlight. This is at night, right? I'm like, I've cleaned everything up. I used Resolve. Still, there must have been something that I missed. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to go to this car wash, like a real deal car wash. I'm going to tell them, can you shampoo the carpets and all the stuff and, you know, whatever, the interior. And they're like, yeah, we got. So whatever. So I go and, you know, it cost a pretty penny to get all that stuff done.
Would you have it fully detailed, like hand washed and stuff?
Yeah, all that stuff. I figured at this point I had the car since October and I haven't done any of that.
Okay, gotcha.
I mean, it's like 6 months.
New car smell is long gone and now it smells like cotton candy ice cream.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I got it.
And it's just, the cotton candy ice cream smell just wouldn't go away. Yeah. So I did that, and so I did that today. But, like, that was my question. Like, how often do you do, like, a real deal car wash?
Oh, man. You know, the last time I think I did a real deal car wash, I called a guy. And the guy showed up at my house with one of those big water tanks on the back of his van.
Oh, like the mobile wash. I've done that before, too. That's pretty good.
Yeah, where the guy comes to your house.
They used to be a client. So when they stopped being a client on the station, I stopped using them.
Yeah, but no, those are really good. Those are good services. Yeah. I understand why. Those are good services. You know, the guy comes to your house. You got the big tank of water on the back.
So there you go. Mobile wash. If you want to get back on the station and be a Sedano and Cap endorser and sponsor, we'll just use you.
Right. It's going to go like this. It's going to go, hey, everybody, this is Cap. Is your car really gross and disgusting? Because mine certainly was.
Does it have candy ice cream on it?
Right. Is it so disgusting that you can't even get your windshield clear to see the road in front of you because there's so much schmutz all over your windshield?
Yeah.
I got to throw in a little Yiddish there, George. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it's okay. And we can even do a little, like a tag team, basically. And then, you know, we can just kind of nail it. But,
and then,
yeah, but mobile wash, get on this. So anyway, I was just curious, like, Funchy, how often do you go, like, to a real car wash?
Man, it's been a long time. I'd say maybe 3 months.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My car is disgusting.
My car is gross.
So I used to go to the little mobile stuff, but it started scratching my car, so now I only do hand wash.
Right, really? And how often do you do that?
At least, right now it's been about a month, but I try to go every 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Man.
2 weeks?
Dude, wow.
That's impressive.
Okay, I'd love to hear from the audience. What is the appropriate time? I mean, I went like 6 months without a real wash. Like, that's way too much. But I mean, I went through the car wash things.
Oh, okay. You went through like the drive-through thing. Yeah.
Besides the cotton candy ice cream smell, which is a very sweet smelling ice cream.
Yeah.
Do you have a lot of other crap in your car? Like,
well,
like in
masks.
My car, like in my car, yeah. I can hear every time I turn, there's something deep in the back of my car that's moving every time I turn. And instead of like getting out of the car when I get home and like going, what the hell's in the back here that is making this annoying noise? I just don't even bother. It's whatever.
Get on the phones right now. What is the appropriate time to do a full wash on your car? 877-710-ESPN or tweet us at Sedano, at Scott Kaplan. Hit us up. We're back in 2.5 minutes.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Whoa. Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa.
Whoa. Yeah.
We're going
and
with skinny Luther.
Used to
huh?
say that fat Luther was the better Luther, though, from a singing perspective.
He's right.
But we're going with skinny Luther today, huh?
He had more soul, you know?
Mm-hmm. By the way, Joey Lawrence, wasn't that show, was he on Blossom?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yes.
Whoa.
So
whoa.
Good looking.
Whoa. Like, that was his whole act. It was whoa.
Yeah, but everybody laughed.
Everybody knew it.
The whole chorus of laughing then.
Yeah, everybody knew the bit.
He could
have the laugh tracks.
Walk in. That's all he needed to do.
Yeah.
Because he was hot back then, wasn't he?
He's still hot. Yeah. Bald and everything. Yes.
I don't know. I haven't seen him.
Yes, he's hot.
I haven't seen Joey Lawrence in a long time.
I mean,
he
was a good looking kid back then. You know what I mean?
Whoa.
So hot.
I mean, I shouldn't say kid. He's 2 years older than I am, for God's sake.
Yeah, but back then he was a kid. We were all kids, George. We all were kids.
So Raul tweets me and says, when it comes to washing your car, I think it depends on what your car is for. Everyday use, maybe once a month. Interior, once a week. Business, once a week. Interior, once a day, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, yeah, if you're using it for like Uber or Lyft, you got to keep it clean regularly, you know? So
yeah, I've actually gotten into certain Ubers, and I'm like, hey, can I put this in the trunk, please? You know, like coming out of an airport.
Yeah.
And I'm always fascinated to see what an Uber driver has in their trunk.
Yeah.
Because sometimes their trunk is completely empty and it's like, hey, this is it. This car has nothing in it because it's my business. And then there are other people who are like, yeah, all my crap from Costco that I still haven't taken out of my trunk, it's all in the back. So you're going to have to try and make room here with your suitcase, buddy.
Yeah. Well, that's what, you know that's the roll of the dice there.
What?
You know, why don't you go with like Uber Comfort or something?
I don't know. I just look whichever one is
the
cheapest.
I mean, it's a few extra bucks. You can spring for it. You make good money, you know?
I do.
But with Uber, sorry to interrupt, boys, because this happened to me in New Orleans, like, they have
Well, Laura, we know, is the Uber expert, so.
Whatever. So, they have to have, a clean, open trunk for you to be able to take your suitcases. Like, that's a thing, and you can report them if they don't, because they don't have... Because that happened to us. The guy had...
Yeah, but who's reporting?
I mean, no
really
one's reporting. No, but, I'm not going
to
report either, but I'm saying that they are supposed
to.
No,
I know they're supposed to.
I've never reported an Uber driver. I don't want my rating to go down.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever
What is your rating on Uber?
I don't know, but I use Lyft more than I use Uber.
Why? Is it cheaper?
No, it's more expensive now.
I actually just find it to be more reliable.
Oh,
like,
really?
Faster.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah.
How would I find my
both.
Rating?
It just depends.
Just go to your picture.
Just on your it should be when you open the app. There should be a little thing that says
really
rated.
Yeah, I don't see it.
Yeah, that's like a thing.
Oh,
your Uber rating.
Ride history.
I think when you hit like your when you hit you see there's like a little profile button on the top right.
No.
Bro, when you open the Uber app, on the top right, there should be like a little silhouette of a person.
Well, I don't have that. I'm on the Lyft app.
Dude, we're talking
about
Uber.
Ooh, well, I don't use Uber.
Right, but do you have in the past, haven't you?
I have. At some point, I've used it.
So then open the Uber app.
What's your opening Sedano it by the time he gets
I want to hear Kaplan's first.
You
mine's
do?
Mine's good. Mine's good.
What's your rating?
Yeah, mine's pretty good.
5.0.
Wow.
5.0.
That's impressive.
That's like a good grade point average.
Yeah. Go ahead. What's yours, Cap?
I'm looking for it. Oh, here it is. You ready for this? You ready for this, George?
Yeah.
4.89.
Me too.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a good rating.
What's yours?
Still looking it up.
Oh, my God, you too.
He don't know.
I've been reported, but, like, not reported.
5.0, baby.
I've been knocked for using the phone in the car. And that's weak because I always tell the guy, like, hey, do you mind if I use the phone?
You know? Why would you mean ask if you have to use the phone? You hired him to drive you. You want to use your phone? That's what you do.
Nah, it's still his car, you know, or her car.
Just got to be courteous. That's it.
Dude, yeah, but I feel
like that's weak sauce because when I've been knocked, the only couple times I've been knocked is for using the phone.
That's lame.
This is amazing. Listen to this. I have a 5.0 rating on Lyft.
Good for you.
Well, yeah. No, this is impressive.
I have a 5 on Lyft, too.
Because you guys don't understand. So you guys know Lyft is the one that I had a problem with at one time where they knocked me. They put me down. They gave me 1 star when I threw that water bottle at the dude's car by accident.
I mean, you threw a water bottle, bro.
I mean, that's kind of on you. Yeah.
Well, no, it's totally on me. But the deal
is a 4.88. Sorry, guys.
4.88?
Oh, Mason's 1/100th less than us.
Okay. See, I feel cool.
Bunch, you and I beat all of them on Uber. 5.0.
Good job.
I got a 5.0 on Lyft, though. Just saying that.
I have a 5.0 on Lyft, too. Don't worry about it.
How many rides you got?
Yeah.
I probably have more on Uber.
Oh, I have like 1,000 rides or something ridiculous.
Really?
Like that on Uber. Yeah. I'll tell you right now. Hold on.
Travels. So, you know, he needs it.
Okay. Well, yeah, I only have 81 rides on Lyft, and I got a 5.0 rating.
Oh, it doesn't. 5.5
years.
Uber doesn't, like, tell you, because
it doesn't. It just has a list of them. Yeah.
Yeah, it has a list. That's a lot to count.
Yeah. Right. I don't have time for that. Yeah. So, anyway, did you see this thing with DeSean Jackson?
Yeah, I saw what you had sent us earlier. And, wow, I can't say I'm necessarily surprised that he's talking, but...
He's annoyed at Sean McVay. Yeah.
Well, kind of understandably so.
Yeah. Now, for those that don't know what we're talking about, he did an interview. What's the young lady's name that he did the interview with, Funchy?
Ashley Nicole Moss, I believe.
Okay, Ashley Nicole Moss. So she works for SI, for Sports Illustrated. Okay. Let's hear what DeSean Jackson had to say about Sean McVay real quick.
2014 to 2017, Sean McVay was actually my offensive coordinator in Washington. I was there, him and Jay Gruden, recruited me once I did get released from Philadelphia. And when Sean McVay is getting interviewed for the Los Angeles head coaching job, I think this is when I'm in Tampa, I actually get a phone call from my agent, was Joe Siegel at the time. And he was like, the owners of the Rams want to talk to you to ask about what you think about Sean McVay. So they calling around, like, asking, like, to their main players, like, their star players, like, what they felt about McVay, what type of coach did I think he was, blase, blase. So, and he'll tell you, if you ask him, Sean McVay would tell you, I have parts on getting him that head coaching job.
Blase, blase.
Yeah.
Never heard that before. I know a lot of people will say yada, yada, yada. I don't ever say that. Yeah. I do say blah, blah, blah sometimes. I admit that. Yeah. But blase, blase, I've never said that before.
You should start adapting it then.
Have you ever heard that?
I have, yeah.
It sounded pretty cool the way DeSean said it.
Yeah. Do you think you could pull that off?
I'm going to try. I mean, when I get to a point today where I'm going to say blah, 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 I'm going to say blase, blase.
Yeah. So he went on to basically say he was kind of annoyed because he felt like he was promised a role and it didn't kind of work itself out. And look, I mean, didn't he get hurt too, though?
I just feel like DeSean Jackson came in as damaged goods, unfortunately. And I mean, people love stories like this, where a guy is from a town and now he's going to finish his career.
Right,
with
Long
the pro
Beach
team.
Poly, man. Yeah, right. He was great.
But people love stories like this. This is why everybody loved the Russell Westbrook thing. Take away basketball and strategy and skill set. Yeah. He's coming home. We love these stories.
Yeah.
So we loved it for
and
DeSean Jackson.
And we had
Jackson.
DeShaun on, remember?
Right.
From
and he
camp.
Was great.
He was great.
He
was
really
great.
Great.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. First of all, you tell me, are you surprised to hear him say that the Rams owners wanted to speak to him and get his opinion about Sean McVay?
No,
did that surprise you?
I'm not. I would, especially because Sean was so young back then. I mean, he's still pretty damn young, that I'm sure they wanted to talk to a lot of people.
That one kind of surprises me, though. I'm with you, but I'm surprised that the owners of the Rams were like, hey, DeSean, how are you, man? So you got this young offensive coordinator, McVay. Tell me what you think. Because, look, I would guess that what he's saying is, I vouched for him. I told him what a great coordinator is. I told him what kind of a great head coach he's going to be.
Sure.
And because I did that for him, I feel like I have some role in him getting the job. Okay. Maybe he did.
Yeah.
Maybe he did. Maybe they went, hey, you know, we're trying to decide. Yeah. But what DeSean Jackson said.
I mean, I'm sure they talked to a lot of people, and he was one of them that he talked to. So.
One of many, I'm guessing.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, and, you know, look, it's unfortunate the way it worked out. I was kind of surprised when they did cut him and moved on, but or whatever, traded him or just whatever. I don't even remember the
I think they released him because they just – he didn't really find a role.
Right.
And there was a game early in the season. I'm trying to remember who they were
playing. He had a big game at the start of the season.
Yeah,
he had a huge touchdown or whatever.
Big, long touchdown. Yeah, you know, Stafford hit him deep. He just didn't turn out to be much.
Yeah, speaking of which, there's more Rams news that we'll get to on the other side. And, oh boy, the Lakers are taking strays. We'll tell you why in just a moment. We're back in 2.5 minutes.